10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Uh-huh. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. Bridges for picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it, going and landing. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. Side stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. As I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just knowing, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson. Gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, hey. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, hey. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, the week has started out as well as the Rough Riders could have hoped. Three games in, three victories, and Frisco is now two games ahead of Corpus Christi in the Southern Division standings and a chance to push themselves even more ahead of the Hooks and stay near first place in the South Division. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden. Frisco's now 21-15 in the second half, a season best, six games over 500 in the half. They had not done anything close to that in the first half, and now keep on winning in the second half. They've won three in a row, four out of their last five. Corpus Christi is 19-17 in the second half standings after yesterday's 5-0 shutout victory for Frisco. On the mound today to try to keep that good pitching mojo going, as Frisco's only allowed two runs this series through three games, Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. An ERA of 3.8 this season, a 1-1 record for the right-hander out of Oklahoma. Now with the left-hander on the mound for the Hooks, Julio Robina gets the ball. 8-4 record, a 3.72 ERA for the 22-year-old. So Corpus Christi will rely on him to stymie these Rough Riders bats that have been consistent, although not breaking the doors open in any of these games, scoring five or six runs in each contest every game this week, but they've held the Hooks to two runs in total over the three contests. So Frisco trying to win four in a row, match their season-long win streak in total games, and also win a series for the third week out of their last four. That's on tap for today in a 7:15 first pitch. This game has been pushed back just slightly, delayed about 10 minutes here in game four, but we're ready to get underway almost on time here from Corpus Christi. So again, today's game delayed just a bit, 10 minutes behind at 7:15 today. They'll be back at 7:05 tomorrow and 5:05 on Sunday on getaway day to close out the series, as the Rough Riders have won the first three games here this week against Corpus Christi, and we'll try to keep that going. Speaking of Corpus Christi, it's a guy who's from here that joins us on the pregame show. We heard part one yesterday of a conversation with Florencio Serrano, right-handed relief pitcher who signed with the Texas Rangers organization back in 2019 and makes it up to the AA level for the first time recently. Just made his first appearance with the Rough Riders last week, went three shutout innings, and is likely to pitch today since he has not yet pitched this week here in Corpus. He was born here in Corpus Christi. His mom still lives here and has had a lot of family members out here getting to see him, and now likely today we'll see him on the mound at Whataburger Field. So, Florencio Serrano joins us next, getting ready for first pitch at 7:15. So glad that you join us. The Rough Riders and the Hooks continue a series today right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Game four of the series here in Corpus Christi. Florencio Serrano is our pregame guest today, relief pitcher
for the Frisco Rough Riders. Corpus Christi native will chat a little bit about his history at the Rangers organization and to things outside of baseball as well. So here is relief pitcher and native of Corpus Christi, Florencio Serrano. Let's talk about your history at the Rangers organization. You stayed there through what essentially is your high school tenure. When did the Rangers come onto the scene for you, and how did you join Texas's organization?
So I had signed. So my first offer was with the Cubs in 2017 or 18. I think contract didn't get approved. Commissioner never accepted it. It was just a little bump in the road. I didn't let it bother me. I just kept grinding. And then 6 months passed, and the Rangers, I get a phone call from the Rangers. Rangers are interested. Just threw a bullpen in front of them, and they picked me up from there. And I was like, whoa, the Rangers. You know, I've always been a Ranger fan growing up. I was always a Josh Hamilton, Michael Young fan. So it was really awesome to get picked by them. I actually got to meet Michael Young in 2022 in spring training. So I got to shake his hand, told him he was my idol. But yeah, it was pretty cool to actually be chosen by the Texas Rangers.
That's awesome. Was it ever made clear to you why it didn't work out with the first contract with the Cubs?
Not necessarily. I know there was some unspoken words there that I don't think it was just some words didn't make sense to me. Didn't make sense. It was just some stuff they never did want to tell me. I just let it go, and I just wanted to move on and keep working and get somebody to sign me. I just wanted that, and I wanted to play some baseball, and I was ready to go. So
where were you playing in the time in between, the year, 2 years, whatever it was in between those two?
I was there in Tijuana. There was an academy obviously going on. From that year, I was throwing bullpens, running, conditioning, lifting. I was still getting in shape, being ready for whatever team was ready to pick me up. So yeah, I never stopped. I was obviously living in Tijuana, was there for a good while. So I was there for a good while.
About 2 years in between the two contracts, roughly?
Yeah, total about 2 years. There in Tijuana, yes.
Wow. Okay, well, a couple last questions here with Florencio Serrano. Now that you've gotten through that stage, now with the Rangers, get up to Double A for the first time, how do you feel like your stuff is playing on the field? The pitches you throw and your mentality on the field, what's your confidence level at right now?
Confidence really well. A little nervous whenever I first got to Double A. Obviously, it was in Texas. Never got to pitch in Texas as a professional, but got the opportunity. Was a little nervous, how I said, but just told myself it's just a baseball game. I'm going to have fun and, trust my stuff and go on from there. So it was good.
Let's end with a thought on beyond baseball. I'm sure your goals are to play as long as you can, get to the major leagues. What's a goal beyond baseball? Who do you want to make an impact for? What do you want to be about and be remembered for? I know that's a deep question right there, but who is Florencio Serrano beyond baseball?
Yeah, it's a tough question, but I just had a son in last year in August 6th. He just turned one this past Sunday, and that was a life changer there. It's awesome to see. It's awesome for him to come to the ballpark, get to see me, get to take pictures. Hopefully he gets to see me tonight pitch, I'm sure he will be here, obviously. But yeah, he has been a life changer for me. Obviously, I have two younger brothers. They're still in high school. I got a senior brother. He's about to be a senior this year, and then a brother that's going to be a freshman this year. And, I've always wanted my brother, my son, or never had planned to have a kid, but obviously it happened. But I've always wanted to do it for my family. Yeah. I've always told myself and to go as long as I can.
Yeah, I'm glad you have the chance to pitch here in Corpus Christi. Good luck the rest of this series and rest of the season. Thanks for your time, Florencio.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
All right. There's Florencio Serrano right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the managers are meeting at home plate ahead of game four here in this series between the Corpus Christi Hooks and your Frisco Rough Riders. Here are the starting lineups for both of these teams, beginning with the host Corpus Christi Hooks. Leading off for Joe Thon and Corpus is Will Wagner, the second baseman. Joey Loperfido bats second today, the center fielder, with his team leading 19 home runs. Zach DiZenzo bats third and plays third. Zach Daniels cleans up and is the right fielder. Jordan Brewer plays left field and hits fifth. J.C. Correa is behind the dish and hitting sixth. Grant Wolferth plays first base tonight and hits seventh. Luis Aviles gets his second game of the series. He's the shortstop and hitting out of the eight hole. C.J. Stubbs bats ninth and is the DH today for Corpus Christi, wearing their Marvel uniforms today, the defenders of the diamond. Well, for Trip Keister, the acting manager and the Frisco Rough Riders, leading off is Chris Cease. He plays third base today. He's hitting 340 as the leadoff hitter when he's been in that spot this year. 344, in fact. Evan Carter bats second and plays left field. Trevor Hover hits third and plays first base today for Frisco. Kellen Strom hits cleanup and mans center field. Aaron Zavala patrols right field today and hits fifth. Liam Hicks DHs today and bats sixth with his .278 average. K-Bear Rodriguez hits seventh. He's the shortstop. David Garcia is the battery mate tonight of Dane Acker. Garcia bats eighth and catches. Jace Easley rounds out the order and plays second base. So again, that's Cease, Carter, Hover, Strom, Zavala, Hicks, Rodriguez, Garcia, and Easley. Well, Frisco winning yesterday 5-0 in the victory. It's the second shutout of the week and the fourth shutout of the year. And the third time Frisco has shut out Corpus Christi at this ballpark. Just the second series here at this venue. And Frisco has shut out Corpus Christi 3 out of 9 games at this facility. And they've only shut out one team in any venue not named Whataburger Field. And so good pitching this series so far for Frisco. And the one time they didn't shut out Corpus, they just allowed 2 runs and a victory. So Frisco has won 3 games in a row to open the week, and they could clinch the series here today with the 2 weekend games still to come at 7:05 tomorrow and 5:05 on Sunday. Frisco scored the game-winning runs in the 6th inning yesterday, 4 runs in that frame, all after the starting pitcher left. Ryan Gusto had pitched 5 1/3 hitless innings. He had walked the final guy he faced. K-Bear Rodriguez drew the free pass. He ended up scoring on Evan Carter's triple, and since Gusto had walked him, he was still responsible for the runner at first. And when Rodriguez scored, technically, that was the go-ahead run, charged to Gusto an earned run. And so he allowed 1 earned run and no hits in his start and took the loss. A tough luck loss for Ryan Gusto. He struck out 11 in an absolutely electric performance, although leading to an L. Carter had the triple, and then Trevor Hover moments later homered to give Frisco some breathing room, added 1 more run in the 9th inning, and ended up claiming the victory 5-0. 5 runs on just 4 hits and no errors. Corpus Christi, even lower offensive numbers, no runs on 2 hits, 1 error. So Frisco has a 1-hit shutout this series and a 2-hit shutout on the week over Corpus Christi. Noah Bremer got the start and a no decision over 4 innings. And Justin Slayton got the win yesterday, 6 strikeouts and 6 batters faced over 2 perfect innings for the right-hander out of New Mexico. Well, Frisco tries to keep it up in this Friday game. We'll come back with first pitch on the other side of this break. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play. When we return to Whataburger Field on the Coastal Bend, first pitch coming up right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Winners of three in a row and six of their last eight ball games, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in the ballpark by the Bay and Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas for game four of the six-game series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Corpus Christi, Texas. Chris Cease is in from the right side. Julio Robina is out there on the hill, and we are set for baseball in Corpus. The pitch is cut on and missed, and we're underway. At 7:19 in the p.m., just a few minutes tardy, we had some personnel issues that caused us to have a delay today. So Robina delivers in the first pitch at 7:19, and the next offering is on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Chris Cease hitting .222 on the season, four homers in 67 games. Robina works from the extreme third base side of the rubber. The left-hander has his sign. He peels in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches, went with a changeup away, and he picks up the strikeout on Cease, one down. Julio Robina, 5'11", 200-pounder out of Havana, Cuba. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2017 by the Houston Astros. The newly minted 22-year-old fires into Evan Carter, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. 5'11", 170-pounder, and a lefty-lefty matchup here with Carter, who's had a good series. The pitch in. Misses low, and it's 1-1. And you'll look at the overall numbers for Evan and say, well, it might not be the best series overall for him, but he's come up with some very clutch hits for the Rough Riders in this set. Here's the wind back by Robina in the 1-1. Flicks across the outside corner, thigh-high strike, and it's 1-2. Carter had the first hit of the day yesterday for the Rough Riders, an RBI triple to break the scoreless tie, and a 5-0 win in Game 3. The pitch is hit off the end of the bat, foul back behind home, and it's still a ball and two strikes. Rough Riders were no hit into the sixth inning in yesterday's contest, ended up winning it 5-0. Their second shutout of the series and only their fourth all season. The pitching has been phenomenal in this month of August. Here's the wind back of the 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three. Carter down on strikes, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Robina to start off the ballgame. That brings Trevor Hover to the plate. Starting things off in the top of the first inning, no score between the Riders and the Hooks. Defense behind Robina today, Jordan Brewer in left, Joey Loperfido in center, and Zach Daniels in right. Zach DiCenzo has third. Luis Aviles Jr. is at shortstop. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Hover. It bends to the outside corner. Belt high a strike, and it's 0-1. Will Wagner, the second baseman. Garrett Wolforth at first base. And J.C. Correa does the catching today for Corpus Christi. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hover hacks through it off the outside corner. Already four swings and misses for Rough Riders hitters against Robina in the first inning. It's 0-2 as Robina has thrown just one ball out of his 10 pitches. He's locked into his catcher, Correa, in the 0-2. It's high and tight, bends him back. It's 1-2. Robina pitching in his second season with Corpus Christi, a record of 8-4 this year with a 3.72 earned run average. He's making his 21st appearance in his 12th start on the season. The 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three, and he makes quick work of the Rough Riders in the first inning, striking out the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders nothing. The Hooks coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
No score to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders and Hooks from a raucous Corpus Christi, Texas. Will Wagner, the second baseman, starts it off against Dane Acker, the former Oklahoma Sooner, who winds back and fires. Fastball misses up high, and it's 1-0. Happy to have you here in Corpus Christi. It's a beautiful day for baseball. 90 degrees our first pitch temperature today with a feels like of 104. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and an elevated heater, and it's one ball and one strike. And Dane Acker on the bump. Happy to see him out there on the hill once again. He's been good for the Rough Riders outside of his last start. The pitch home. Fastball misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Acker had allowed just five earned runs in his first five starts combined with the Rough Riders, and then he allowed four earned runs in that last start against Midland at home, the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, top to second base. Easley's got it, two shuffles to his right, turns his shoulders and throws him out at first for the first out. One away here in the first inning, and a scoreless game for Joey Loperfido, the left-handed batter against the right-hander Acker. Acker stands 6'2", 189 pounds, 24 years old, out of College Station, Texas. Instead of going to his hometown, Texas A&M, he went to Rice University, then San Jacinto for a year, and Oklahoma. First pitch to Loperfido. He swings, grounds it left side. Tough play for Rodriguez, and the shortstop can't get there. It squirts through into left field, a base hit for Loperfido. It was a fastball in on his hands, and he fought it off on the ground against the shift. The shortstop, Rodriguez, was playing behind the second base bag for the left-handed hitter, but he hit it up to Rodriguez's right, and he had no chance to try and get that baseball. It's a single for Loperfido, just his second hit of the series, and here's Zach DiCenzo. Acker working from the stretch for the first time today. He readies and fires into DiCenzo, the right-handed hitter. Fastball simmers high and tight, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acker started out the season with High A Hickory, six starts, a 2-1-1 ERA. So far here at the AA level, he's making his seventh start today. 1-0, breaking ball tapped on the ground to third. Cease has got it, flicks onto second for one, easily onto first, not in time. Kellen Martin signaling safe, our field umpire today. Loperfido eliminated at second base, and DiCenzo, who runs well for a big guy, gets down the line and beats out the fielder's choice 5-4. Two outs in the first inning, no score. Zach Daniels in from the right side. Acker 1-1 with a 3.80 ERA here in AA. Opponents hitting just 208 against him. He stretches and fires. Ground ball up the middle. It is almost flagged down by the shortstop, Rodriguez, then easily kicks it into left field. DiCenzo goes to third, and that allows Daniels to get up to second base. A crazy play on a soft ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez, the shortstop, ranged to his left. He tried to make a sliding stop. It went off of his glove, and then easily coming behind him from second base, he slid, and he ended up kicking it into shallow left field. Actually went off his chest and caromed down into shallow left field. And Daniels was able to move up to second base on the play, with DiCenzo moving to third. So in a matter of just eight pitches, we've seen all kinds of action so far in the bottom of the first inning. Still no score. It's a hit all the way. Double for Daniels. And here's Jordan Brewer, right-handed hitter out of the University of Michigan, the first pitch. First pitch curveball is down low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now the inning has gone ground out to second, single to left, fielder's choice, and infield double. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a high pop-up on the infield. Acker under it. He's called off by Hover, the first baseman, who's there to make the grab, and the side comes to a close. Well, Acker only throws 10 pitches to get out of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, make it two hits, beg your pardon, and two left on base. We go to the top of the second inning next. No score between the Riders and the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The top of the second inning, we've had an eventful game so far. Julio Robina struck out the side in order in the first on 12 pitches. And then in the bottom of the first inning, Dane Acker threw just 10 pitches, but he gave up two hits. Doesn't matter ultimately, it's still a nothing-nothing game in the top of the second inning. Kellen Strom to lead things off. He's had a great series, a four-hit game in game two. He's 6-for-12 with a homer and five RBIs in the first three contests. First pitch, just outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. 12 pitches, 10 strikes for Robina in the first inning. He looks in for his sign, shakes off the first, likes the second, the 1-0. A hair outside again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Kellen Strom was joking earlier today before the ball game that he's had five home runs so far this season. He's got to have five more in the last month and a half of the year. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike this time, and it's 2-1. Because he hit 10 last year. So there's no way in my second season in Double A I should have fewer home runs.
Okay, better giddy up then. Yeah. Starts today.
No better time than the present. 2-1 pitch. Fouled away right side, and it's 2-2. The tough thing is he has to face Robina. And Robina is first in the Texas League in the lowest home runs per nine allowed. He's averaging under half a home run per nine innings pitched that he's allowed this year. 2-2 outside, three balls, two strikes. What is playing in Strom's favor, though, is the left-hander on the mound has allowed all five of the homers he's surrendered this year to right-handed batters. Kellen Strom is a righty. No score, top of the second inning. Robina's 3-2. There's a fly ball hit fairly well into right center field, but Loperfido backtracks on it, and a center fielder makes the catch for the first down of the second. The Rough Riders put a ball in play. It's a fly out to center field, and Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. No score, top second. Zavala is just 1-for-9 in the series so far. He has four walks, though. Left on left, the pitch. Fouled back into Correa's glove, and it's 0-1. Robina making his fourth start in his career against the Rough Riders. It's his second this season. He made two starts against Frisco last year, and he's pitched very well. The 0-1. Fastball dips across the bottom of the zone at the knees, and it's 0-2. Earlier this year, he allowed just two runs in a five-inning performance, picking up the victory in that ball game. And overall, in the three starts, he winds back in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider away, and Zavala's down on strikes. Fourth K for Robina, and there are two away with nobody on. And nothing-nothing our score in the second inning. Here's Liam Hicks. In those three games, a 1-1 record, a 1.93 ERA against the Rough Riders for Robina. Open stance, left side, left on left, the pitch. Slider outside corner, a strike. That slider's been good so far in the first couple innings, especially to left-handers on the outside edge. He looks in for his sign. He's got it again in the 0-1. Swinging a little looping line drive over the third baseman to Zento, and it's into left field, a base hit. Liam Hicks has an eight-game hitting streak now, and he's the first Rough Riders hit. It comes in the second inning with two outs. Hicks has been swinging a very hot bat. and it just continues. Hicks in the seven-game hitting streak, hitting .478 with an over 1,250 OPS. And he just adds on to that with his second-inning single. He leads from first for K-Bear Rodriguez, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 10. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the second. 10th game of the season in Double-A for Rodriguez. Robina stretches, pitches. Fastball simmers to the inside edge of strike, and it's 1-1. Good crowd on hand here at Whataburger Field, as this is a 7:05 supposed start. We didn't get in underway until 7:19. The entire stands are in the shade. Throw goes over to first base, and Hicks was basically standing on the bag. He's back in there with about a toe tap to his left. Close to the entire seating bowl to our left side, filled up. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez over the top of a changeup. A one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders shortstop, who had a busy bottom of the first inning with a couple balls hit his way. David Garcia stands on deck. If we get that far with two outs. And time called by Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire. Two-man umpiring crew today. Steven Rios behind the plate and Kellen Martin, our field umpire. One ball and two strikes on Rodriguez, who stands closed off at the plate. Red cleats to match his red uniform top today. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Aviles has got it. Flicks onto second and just gets the catcher Hicks for the final out of the inning. Well, the Rough Riders get a base runner for the first time today, but they fail to score. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Nothing, nothing, our score to the bottom of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well underway in game four of this six-game series from the ballpark by the bay. No score, Rough Riders and Hooks, bottom of the second inning. Dane Acker back out for his second inning of work after he threw just 10 pitches, 8 for strikes in the first, but allowed a couple hits. He deals J.C. Correa here to start off the second. Swinging a ground ball, third base side, it's foul. 0-1. Cease tried to backhand it in foul territory and went off his glove, and he recovers and fires it into the stands. In that first inning, Acker allowed a single and a double, both on the first pitch of the at-bat to Loperfido and Daniels, respectively. He wheels here in the 0-1. A big curveball fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Correa thought it was high, but he was able to get out of it, getting a pop-out from Jordan Brewer. And pitched a scoreless first inning. Correa back in from the right side. Acker, the right-hander from the first base side of the rubber, winds in the 0-2. Swinging a soft roller, third base side, sees charges, picks hip high, fires high onto first over Hover, and into foul ground on the warning track. Garcia, the catcher, backing up the play, nabs it. And fires onto Hover. It's a throwing error by Chris Cease, the third baseman. And Garrett Wolforth bats now for Corpus Christi. Well, Chris Cease is playing third base for the first time in his career this year and still trying to get used to the position defensively. That's Cease's seventh error on the season. Here's the stretch by Acker, and the pitch is a curveball at the top of the zone, a strike to Wolforth, the first baseman. It's 0-1. Three-pitch mix for Dane Acker. Fastball, curveball, and changeup. He's ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 0-1. Fastball, outside edge, a strike. Belt high, it's 0-2. Acker has been pouring it in the zone so far. 15 pitches, 11 for strikes. And that's what he likes to do. He sets and fires in. Curveball, swing and a miss off the outside corner. Strike three. And Wolforth is down on strikes. It's the first K for Acker. One away for Luis Aviles Jr. Aviles in from the right side. He's 0 for 3 today, the former San Antonio Mission. He's been all over the place in the minor leagues in his career. Here's the stretch from Acker and the first pitch on the way. Fastball upstairs in the attic, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Nothing, nothing, our score. Bottom half of the second inning in Corpus. Aviles has had quite the whirlwind this season as well. Playing for his fourth different team. The pitch is a curveball on the inside edge of strike. We're even at 1-1. Started out the season with San Antonio, the Padres affiliate. Got released there. Played two games in the Mexican League, then packed up his bags. Played two games in independent ball. The pitch. There's a high drive foul down the left field side. He got out in front of it and yanked it with home run distance down the left field line. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And then he got signed by the Astros, came here to Corpus Christi in that same week. In just 5 games, he hit 5 homers against the Rough Riders, all 5 in the last 3 games of the series. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Check swing on a pitch down low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's rocking the Air Jordan cleats down there in the batter's box. Kind of similar to Michael Lorenzen throwing the no-hitter a few days ago in Vans.
I heard those Vans are going to Cooperstown.
Yeah, as they should.
Signing those in the Hall of Fame.
And 2 balls, 2 strikes on Aviles. Here's the stretch. Acker, a long hold. He kicks it home. Low off the outside corner, a check swing. He was able to hold, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Check swings are going to be a little bit interesting today with the 2-man umpiring crew instead of the 3-man like we're used to. Kellen Martin said he did not go around. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet here in the bottom of the second with 1 out and a runner at first. Acker's payoff. Down low and inside, it's 4. So 2 have reached in this second inning without the aid of a hit. A throwing error and a walk. 1 down for the 9-hole hitter, C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs playing in his 71st game this season with Corpus. Hitting just 185, but he does have power, 9 home runs. Stands in from the right side. Runners at first and second, nothing, nothing, our score, bottom of the second. Acker ready from the stretch, and he delivers home the first pitch. Breaking ball, captures the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Big curveball from Acker. He's been slightly better against right-handed hitters than he has against lefties this year. Right-handers hitting 200 against him, lefties 216, but overall very good. The pitch. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's 0-2.
Acker has done a wonderful job at limiting base hits this year. When he's found himself in trouble, it's because of command issues. He has 11 walks in just over 20 innings. And he walked two in his last outing, three the outing before. That Avilas walk was his first. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second, the 0-2. Curveball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. He can do that as well, and they are two down on the second strikeout for Acker. Top of the order now for Will Wagner. Second time through for Corpus. Neither team on the board yet. Wagner grounded out to second in the first inning. He's 3-for-11 in the series. He came in the only player for Corpus Christi with more than one hit in the first three games of the series. And the first pitch is drilled in the air, deep left field. Carter back at the warning track, jumps at the wall and makes the catch. It might have had a chance to get out, but either way, it's in Evan Carter's glove, and the Rough Riders get out of trouble in the second inning on a nice play by Evan Carter. No runs on, no hits, an error, and two left on. We're into the top of the third inning next. Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play when we come back. Neither team on the board on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Well, switch hitter David Garcia will bat from the right side against Julio Robina to begin the third inning from Corpus Christi. It's a scoreless contest here at Whataburger Field. And into the top of the third, Robina winds, and his first pitch is at the belt buckle and strike one to Garcia. Finishing out his first time through the order for Robina, facing 8, 9, and 1, the hitters for Frisco in their order. Here's his one-strike delivery. A fastball that tails underneath the zone. It's 1 and 1. Garcia hitting 203 so far this season. He's 0 for 3 this series, but he has reached twice on a couple free passes. A 1-1 pitch. Good slider that's down and in. Almost got Garcia to swing at it. They appeal, and he did not break his wrist. 2-1 the count. Corpus Christi already picking up a couple of hits. They've stranded two runners aboard both innings. They've been at the plate, but they've not scored. The 2-1 is right over the plate and strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Garcia. The Hooks have had one extra base hit in every game this series. That includes today. After totaling 31 extra base hits last week over six games. The 2-2 pitch is just outside. And Garcia stays afloat, taking that pitch a borderline toss from Robina, who walked off the mound towards the third base side. And a little strikeout waltz. But has to come back to the rubber and throw a 3-2 pitch to Garcia. Here's the payoff.
A slider hit on the ground through the right side, splits the infielders and bounces into the grass, base hit. David Garcia fights off a slider that was coming in on his hands, and he's able to take an inside-out swing and single through the right side. Just the second hit today for Frisco. Pair of singles for the Rough Riders, and this time a leadoff base hit. First time the Rough Riders have put the leadoff man aboard. Jace easily tries to build the rally. No score, top half of the third inning. Right-hand hitter looking for his first double-A base hit. First pitch. He shows bunt, places it behind home plate, fouling it to the backstop as it clipped to the bottom side of the barrel and strike one on Easley. Just his second start after getting his promotion from high A. On Wednesday, he went 0-for-4. And then pinch ran yesterday, stole a base, advanced on a throwing error on the same sequence, and then scored on a wild pitch. 0-1 the count, third baseman playing in. Here's the pitch. Swings away and slashes it to right field. Daniels going back. The right fielder drifts, makes the catch. And Garcia runs back to first on a well-hit fly ball by Easley, but didn't quite have the pop to fight the wind and get over the head of the right fielder Daniels. So one down, top of the order now in a scoreless contest. Third inning from Corpus Christi. Chris Cease steps in. Middle infield towards double play combo. The shadows covering almost the entirety of the playing surface here at Whataburger Field. The first pitch. A slider that's outside. Ball one. Good take from Cease, who's trying to be more aggressive early in the count. A field coordinator, one of the roving coaches, Kenny Holmberg, has been working with Cease, especially mental stuff, and getting him to thinking about swinging earlier in counts. Here's the 1-0. He takes a check swing. And apparently held back on appeal, just barely stayed away from swinging. He's ahead 2-0. The numbers show Cease has been much better when swinging early. He's hitting over 300 when he swings at the first pitch, 1-0, 0-1, 1-1 counts. Those numbers are very good when Cease puts the ball in play. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swings and a hard line drive through the left side, base hit. It's cut off by Brewer at the warning track. Garcia scoots around to third. He's in there safely, and Cease follows him to second. It's a one-out double for Chris Cease, his 17th double of the year. He swings early on the 2-0 pitch, and now runners at second and third for the Riders with one out. That's the benefit of getting ahead, and he uses that advice from Kenny Holmberg. He's been hitting well in that sort of count. 0-2 counts, he's hitting under 100, but he gets ahead and then attacks early. And now it's up to Evan Carter to break this scoreless tie. First pitch into the left-hand hitter. Slider, he fouls back to the backstop. Just got a piece of it. One out, Garcia the go-ahead run at third. Cease at second base, top of the third inning. After Julio Robina had been very hard to hit through the first couple of innings. He struck out the side in order in the first and struck out one more in the second. The 0-1 toss to Evan Carter. It's off the outside black. In fact, just barely captured the corner. Late call from Steven Rios, strike two. And Carter behind 0-2. This is the first time today the Rough Riders have put a man in scoring position, and they have two in that category right now. One out. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Carter. Swings over it in strike three. And Carter is down on three pitches. Second strikeout for him today. So it's Trevor Hover's turn with two outs and two in scoring position.
First baseman number 17,
no score yet for either team. Dane Acker has been in this position a couple times. He had to strand two in the first and second innings. He did so to preserve a zero on the scoreboard so far. Now Julio Robina in a jam. His first pitch to Hover is outside on slider, 1-0. Hover struck out swinging in the first inning. Went 1-for-3 yesterday, a home run and a walk. Two-run blast to left center field. They're shifted that way against him. Again here in this third inning at bat. With two outs and two on, here's the 1-0. A slider that stays inside to Hover. And he takes two sliders, one outside, one in. And he's had two balls and no strikes.
Probably the best thing for Hover is Kennedy Corona isn't in center field right now.
Yeah.
That's his nemesis out there.
He robbed
a homer in game one.
It's Lo Perfido in center today, shifted to left center. A 2-0 delivery. It's taken over the outer half, strike one. Third baseman DiZenzo playing behind the bag and off the line. Just a couple steps behind the base path. Almost alone on that side of the infield. Aviles, the shortstop, shifted heavily up the middle. Left-hand hitter Hovert has a wide stance. The 2-1. Swings and a pop fly foul out of play. And now he's got two strikes on him. No score in the third inning. Rough Riders trying to pull ahead. They have not given Corpus Christi a lead yet this week. This is game four of the series. They'd like to put the Hooks in a hole again today. Two in scoring position, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Robina has his sign, and he comes set. Here's his pitch. Swung on and missed, a slider that cut to the outside corner, and Hover couldn't find it. Back-to-back K's after the Rough Riders put two in scoring position, and they go scoreless in the third. Two hits, two left on, and it's still 0-0 between the Hooks and the Riders. Bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
A good start by Noah Bremer yesterday to help the Rough Riders win their third consecutive game to open this series. Dane Acker on the hill today, game four. Two scoreless innings so far for the right-hander, now facing Joey Loperfido in the bottom of the third. No score. His first pitch. It's letter high in ball one to the left-hand slugger. 1-0 to Loperfido. The Rough Riders straining two in the top half of this inning in scoring position. And neither team has scored. The 1-0 delivery. It's again letter high, maybe even a tick above, near the chin of Loperfido. Ball two. He could start a rally all by himself. His next home run will be his 20th on the season. The 2-0 delivery. He takes a hat to right field on a line. It's dropping fast, and so is Zavala. He held on, diving in to make the grab. Aaron Zavala read it well and was able to come in and close the gap quickly in a ball that was hit fairly hard, but that wind knocked it down. And Zavala had to dive out into his right and made the grab.
And that's his first time that he's had to dive since his mishap at home when he dove and cut his face and had to get four stitches. Because his sunglasses, so looked pretty confident coming in there and making the diving catch.
Absolutely right. First pitch to DiZenzo is outside ball one. It looked like he kind of held his head up a little bit as he was hitting the ground. Let me not rock my head into the grass as I dive forward. Nobody on base, no score. A 1-0. A hard hit ground ball left side. Rodriguez back in. The shortstop, a long throw, makes it in time. Beats DiZenzo by a half a step. Good play by K-Bear Rodriguez. He knew just how much time he had and didn't even really sprint to that ball. Just kept his feet, made the throw just ahead of the third baseman, DiZenzo. And now it's Zach Daniels, who has the one extra base hit today for Corpus Christi. A double back in the first inning. Right-hand hitter, two down, nobody on base. Here's the pitch. It's above the belt, ball one. scoreless contest so far. Home half of the third. Good crowd here at Whataburger Field. Play two more games in this series, closing out on Sunday for home series against Tulsa. The 1-0. Breaking ball that's up and away. 2-0 the count from Acker. Used that curveball twice last inning to get strikeouts. He throws it earlier in the count here to try to steal a strike on Daniels, but he's behind 2-0. Here's his pitch. Fastball hit well to right field. Zavala running back. He keeps going to the warning track, and it hits the base of the wall. Daniels scoots to second. The throw is cut off by Easley, and Daniels stands in the second. A two-out double. His second double of the evening. Zavala was running back, but just over his head, landed at the base of the wall. And the inning continues with Zach Daniels notching back-to-back doubles to begin his day. Brings up Jordan Brewer with the go-ahead run in scoring position. Daniels never advanced past second base when he doubled in the first inning. Brewer was up next and popped out to end the inning. Acker from the stretch now, wiggles the glove and steps over the rubber to look Daniels back to second. Both of Daniels' doubles were with two outs. Last time it was to advance a runner to third base. They had two in scoring position and stranded him there in the very next pitch. Acker's pitch is high. Ack catches the top of the zone. Late call from Rios at strike one. So two outs, man at second for the Hooks. No score in this ballgame. Home half of the third inning. The wind blowing to left, but not as strong as it has been this series. Acker fires. Breaking ball down and away to even the count. 1-1. Brewer looking for a clutch hit here. It would be his first hit of the series, clutch or otherwise. He's 0-7. Right-hand hitter readies with his bat wiggling over his right shoulder. The 1-1. It's outside in the dirt. Garcia pops out of his crouch after snagging it cleanly and tries to make sure Daniels didn't get too far off second base. In fact, hoping he would, and would have liked to backpick him there, but Daniels stayed put, realizing Garcia had it cleanly in his glove. Two balls and one strike. Two outs. Outfield playing a step deep and a big hole in right center field. Here's the 2-1 from Dane Acker. It's just a bit outside. And now 3-1 to Brewer. Former Big Ten Player of the Year. Just spent 1 year at Michigan. 2 years at a junior college in Illinois. And then 1 year at the Wolverines. First team All-American. And playing in Ann Arbor. And now Steven Rios tears off the mask, and the home plate umpire walks towards the Frisco dugout about four steps and hollers something towards the Rough Riders bench. Only took him about 3 seconds to do so. Puts the mask back on and is back behind the plate. Three balls, one strike. Acker has his sign, and he's set. He comes home. A fastball that misses inside. Ball four. Didn't get the call on a borderline pitch. And now there's two runners aboard for Frisco. Or against Frisco, I should say. Brewer walks. And now runners at first and second. J.C. Correa, the batter, and John Goble takes a healthy trot out of the dugout to converse with Dane Acker. No score in this ballgame. Bottom half of the third inning. Two outs for the Rough Riders defense, and the Hooks have a double and a walk back-to-back. And they've threatened every time. They've gotten multiple base runners aboard all three innings today. But they have not scored yet this evening. Steven Rios comes out to the mound, and he's trying to break up the huddle, but he is not successful in doing so. John Goble, the pitching coach, continues to chat with Dane Acker, and now he walks away. It didn't look like he said anything particularly to Steven Rios. I'm not sure if it was Goble who was on the receiving end of Rios's gesticulations earlier when he took his mask off and was yelling something at the Frisco dugout, and then John Goble took a mound visit shortly thereafter, which sometimes can be done to talk to your pitcher and sometimes is a method of getting a word in with the umpire. He didn't seem to say anything to Rios there. Here's the first pitch. It's taken at the top of the zone by Correa, strike one. J.C. Correa has not hit very effectively against Frisco this season. He's 0-for-1 today and hitting just 182 coming in against the Riders over seven games. Normally hits 226. The 0-1, actually a step over, and Acker on an inside move looks Daniels back to the bag. Outfield playing just a bit to the left for Strom and Carter, the center fielder and left fielder respectively. Zavala playing towards the line and right. The 0-1. A pop fly towards right center field. Strom has to run in. He gets there in time, and the center fielder puts it away. Dane Acker has stranded six base runners over three innings and has not allowed a run. There's been trouble, but no score for either team. We head to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Zeros on the scoreboard for both teams as we enter the fourth inning. Julio Robina back to the hill. Kellen Straub will be the batter, followed by Aaron Zavala and Liam Hicks. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network, fourth game of a six-game series. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. The Rough Riders have continued a good streak. They've split this series at least, and if they win any of the last three games, they'll win a series for the third week out of four. Strom steps in to face Julio Robina. Through three innings, the Riders with no runs on three hits, one error, and the Hooks with no runs on three hits and no errors. Strom taps home plate, batting from the right side. The lefty Robina deals. A slider to the outside half doesn't quite get the call, and it's outside for ball one. Outfield plays a bit shifted towards right. A step deep. A 1-0 toss from Julio Robina. Fastball that's again just off the outer corner in ball two. The second series between these two clubs. The offense for Frisco looks a fair amount different than the first series against the Hooks when they split those six games a couple months ago. A 2-0. Strom fouls it back to the netting. The offense looks different in terms of the personnel who's been batting. They're are just six players who got at-bats in that first series who are still on the team, and especially the top hitters from that series. The top five in hits are all guys who are no longer with the club, who had hit well against Corpus. A 2-1 pitch. Strom bunts up the first baseline. Wolforth comes off the bag, and the first baseman steps on the pillow just in time. Had to choose between tagging Strom or stepping on the bag as he fielded it about 3 feet in front of the bag, and he elects for using his cleat on the pillow, and Strom's push bunt doesn't quite work, just knocked it a little too far up the line and a little too close to the line. Would have preferred to pull Wolforth away from first base and tuck underneath, get to the bag, but it's an out. One away, and Aaron Zavala the batter. First pitch. Inside corner for a strike. So the top five guys in terms of hits, that series here at Whataburger Field a couple months ago, are all gone. Two of them traded. The 0-1 pitch is outside. It's now 1-1. Luis Angel Acuna, Thomas Ajayi were traded. Then Dustin Harris and Jax Biggers also had good weeks against the Hooks. They've since been promoted up to AAA. A 1-1 delivery is high, ball two. 2-1 to Zavala, one out, base is empty, no score in the fourth inning. The Rough Riders' offense has been fairly spread out this series. 6 runs day one, 6 runs day two, 5 runs yesterday. So consistent. Here's the 2-1. Zavala fouls it back to the net. It got underneath a fastball. It's 2-2. Trevor Hauber has probably been the MVP at the plate, or Kellen Strom with his outburst on Wednesday. 4 hits and a homer, but Trevor Hauber, the home run yesterday as well. And he's 4-for-8 coming in. The Rough Riders unable to score so far today, still tied. The 2-2 delivery to Zavala. Swings through a slider and strikes out. And now 2 outs in the inning. Julio Robina has notched 7 Ks today. So Liam Hicks will try to be the first one to get aboard in this inning for the Rough Riders. He singled back in the second inning when he had the same scenario. 2 outs, nobody on. After Strom and Zavala unable to get aboard, here's Hicks. First pitch to him. Inside, almost caught him on the belt, and it's 1-0. Already extended his hitting streak earlier today. 8-game streak for Hicks. Been a good year for him ever since his promotion to Double-A early in the season. A 1-0. Swings and fouls it over the Corpus dugout third base side. In terms of on-base plus slugging, his OPS numbers, third on the team. It's just Trevor Hauber and Liam Hicks behind Trevor Hauber and Evan Carter in terms of the active roster. The 1-1 delivery, slider swung through it, and he's behind 1-2. So he's been a consistent hitter for the Rough Riders, and especially of late has hit well, including yesterday, 1-for-2, couple walks and an RBI single in his first game of the week last night. But he's in a hole here, 2 outs, 2 strikes, bases empty for Hicks. Robina looking for his 8th strikeout of the day. It's the pitch. It's outside. Doesn't quite paint the corner. And it's 2-2 to the designated hitter. Hicks getting on time with it of late. He's been better just readying himself and being on time with a fastball. The 2-2. Breaking ball. He fouls back behind home plate. 2-2. He was on time with it. The problem for him, you hear a lot of guys saying that they needed to start earlier, get the toe tap down as the pitcher's coming to the plate and be on time with the fastball, get ready. Hicks went through a bit of a slump in June to early July where he was too early, toe tapping too quick. The 2-2. Swings and a ground ball right side, stays inside the bag, fielded by Wolforth on the short hop. He steps on the bag himself and records the unassisted putout. 3 up, 3 down for Julio Robina in the fourth inning. And we head to the bottom half of the fourth. Still scoreless from Whataburger Field. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Dean Acker still rolling for the Rough Riders, facing the bottom part of the Corpus Christi Hooks roster. A lineup into the bottom of the fourth inning. Scoreless game so far. Good pitching from Julio Robina and Dane Acker. It's Dane's turn. He winds in his first pitch of the fourth inning. High and ball one. Encountered some trouble in the first inning and the second and the third, allowing two runners aboard each inning and stranding two all three times. His 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball that settles on the outside black. Evens the count at 1-1. Has allowed a double and a single in the first inning, a walk and an error in the second, a double and a walk in the third. The 1-1 delivery is low and outside. Two balls and one strike from Dane Acker. So he's pitched well enough. I mean, he'd like to have had fewer base runners, but the most important number, the number of runs allowed, that looks good. His 2-1 breaking ball that captures the upper inside corner, 2-2. The Rough Riders used some good pitching by Acker to go on a good streak earlier. They won his first four starts ever since he got called up to AA. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and whiffed by Wolforth. Wasn't even close to it. Swinging over the slider. And it's strike three. Two straight strikeouts of Wolforth. And that's the third K of the evening for Dane Acker. One out, base is empty. It's the shortstop, Luis Aviles Jr., to the plate. This is Acker's seventh start. The Rough Riders won the first four, but then have lost the next two. His pitch to Aviles. A swing and a foul tip on a fastball. He was hacking for the fences. And it's strike one. Acker's last start allowed four earned runs over four innings and a loss to Midland. A one strike pitch is just inside by a nudge, 1-1. Acker didn't get any run support. It was a 5-0 loss to the Rockhounds last week. Similarly today, there have been no runs put on the board during Acker's start. Here's a 1-1. Breaking ball over the head of Aviles. He crouches underneath it. It was so high, he barely had to duck. And it bends to the backstop. It's 2-1. So Acker keeping Frisco in this game. No score. The home half of the fourth. One out, base is empty. Acker shakes off the first sign from Garcia. Now they agree, and he winds. A foul tip again. Aviles has strike two as he's continued to really swing hard. And he has made good contact earlier. He fouled a ball down the left field line that had home run distance. And a plate appearance he ultimately walked in. And this is his second chance against Dane Acker. Two balls, two strikes. Steps in the batter's box, and here is the 2-2 pitch from Acker. Swung on and missed. Fastball above the zone, and Aviles goes after it. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts for Dane Acker. Up to four Ks on the evening. Announced the nine-hole hitter and designated hitter, C.J. Stubbs. Acker, the right-hander, picking up steam here. This is the first inning. If he can go 1-2-3 here to do that today. First pitch is just above the belt, ball one. Again, has allowed two base runners every inning so far, but no runs. 1-0 the count from Acker. His windup and delivery. Oh, again, lost the breaking ball, and he throws it to the backstop and hit the netting. He's done that twice this inning, just completely lost the feel on the curveball.
Well, it is humid, so get a little sweaty in the hands sometimes. And he got the rosin bag right behind him.
It's behind 2-0 to Stubbs. Acker works Stubbs. A slider hitting the outside corner gets a strike. 3-1 over the head of Aviles to the backstop. Came back to strike him out. 3-1 over the head of Stubbs on a breaking ball. And then throws his strike, 2-1. Here's his next pitch. Fastball that rips outside, three balls and one strike. Top of the order awaits for Corpus Christi. Acker calls for time and requests a new ball. It is humid, fairly windy, pushing out to left field. Somewhat steadily, but not quite as much as it has been this whole week. Left fielder Evan Carter playing deep, but a little bit more in front of the warning track than he has been this series. Here's the 3-1. Fastball swung on and missed. It was probably a touch high. And strike two on C.J. Stubbs.
And to your point, we've seen some of the deepest left fielders in this series than we've seen all season. Loprafito a couple days ago was playing almost on the warning track.
The 3-2 from Dane Acker. Fouled right back to the netting. A fastball this time. When Acker struck out C.J. Stubbs in the second inning, he did it with a curveball. This time he tried to get him with the heater. Now he's got to pick a new pitch or go back to the fastball here to finish out the fourth inning. Two down, nobody on, no score. Acker shakes off his sign and now throws the payoff pitch. Went to the breaking ball, struck him out swinging. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Acker. And he works quickly through the fourth. He had just two strikeouts in three innings, and he's got three here in this frame alone. So no score through four innings from Whataburger Field. We head to the fifth. Zach Bigley back in the call when we return to the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the fifth inning, and nobody has found the scoreboard yet on the run side of things. Nothing, nothing, our score. David Garcia, Jace Easley, Chris Cease, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. It's game number four of this six-game series. The Rough Riders have won all three of the games that have finished so far. It's been dominating on the pitching side of things and getting just enough offense to get by. Julio Robina is still out there. He winds and fires to K.B. Rodriguez, who drills it down the left field line. It drops in front of Brewer, rolling in towards the corner. It gets past him all the way to the fence. Rodriguez up to second. He's got a double to start things off in the fifth inning. A rifle shot down the left side, his second double-A double, and his first hit of the series. It's the fourth Rough Riders hit tonight, and that brings David Garcia to the plate. Well, it looks like we have a third umpire now who just entered onto the field. All right. This is not Mickey Smith, but an umpire is now on the third base side, so we have it back to a 3-umpire crew. The pitch to David Garcia is a soft roller up the third base line. Robina fields, looks back to second, fires onto first to get Garcia, and for some reason, Rodriguez did not go to third. He stays at second base, and David Garcia is out 1-3. Rodriguez looked like he read that ball down on the ground pretty well, but didn't move to third base. Playing an ultra safe, and here's Jace Easley. Right-handed batter. The first pitch is high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Easley a line out to right field in the third. Nothing, nothing, our score. Top of the fifth inning. Rodriguez trying to come around to score the game's first run. Easily looking for his first career double-A hit, and the pitch simmers to the top of the zone, a strike. It's 1-1. Rodriguez has good speed at second base. Rough Riders getting their first base runner since the third inning when Chris Cease doubled. Time called. Rough Riders were retired in order in the fourth. The pitch. High and outside with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and one strike. Right-handers have hit significantly better against Robina than left-handers. Righty's hitting .264 with five homers. Left-handers just a .220 average with no home runs. Robina dangles the left arm to his side. He's got his sign. And the pitch. Misses high with a fastball. Three balls and one strike to Easley. You do not want to put this guy on. He's got electric speed in the top of the order and Chris Cease on deck. Three balls and one strike on Easley. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Daniels over towards the line. He makes the catch. Rodriguez tags from second. The throw is cut off by Aviles. And Rodriguez into third. So Easley flies out to right field. It's a productive out, and it makes you immediately think back to that David Garcia ground out. If Rodriguez would have gone to third base on that, he would have scored. You wonder if Tripp Keister is talking to him about that right now, the Rough Riders acting manager and third base coach. Nonetheless, two outs. Here's Chris Cease. Nothing-nothing our score here in the top of the fifth.
And he almost didn't even advance on that one. He was about third of the way up towards third base when that ball was in the air. And then when he realized it was definitely going to get caught, he sprinted back to second, and he got back to the bag right about the time he was getting caught. So he was not able to plant and just push off it as well as he normally would. Just a half second later, perhaps. It wasn't really a close play. So we got in easily, but it was a late decision to decide to tag up there.
So Chris Cease now at the top of the order. Runner at third, two outs in the top of the fifth. Tied at nothing-nothing, the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Cease doubled back in the third. He has one of the Rough Riders' four hits today. The pitch in. High and outside, two balls and no strikes. This is normally an environment in Corpus that gives up a lot of long balls, but we haven't had a lot of home runs in this series. Brainerd Chavez homered in game one. We saw Trevor Hauber homer yesterday. Here's the look in by Robina. He's got his sign. The left-hander comes to a stop at the belt with the glove and kicks in the 2-0. Way outside, three balls and no strikes. And that's it for the Rough Riders. Outside of a Kellen Strom homer two nights ago. Rough Riders would love a long ball from Cease. Base hit will certainly do, though, with a runner at third. Time called, he steps out. A double in the third, his third hit today, two of them, or third hit in the series, I should say. Two of them have been doubles. Here's the stretch in the 3-0. High and outside, ball four. So runners on the corners for the Rough Riders after the four-pitch walk from Robina. And Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. Nobody throwing in the Corpus Christi bullpen. 72 pitches for Robina. Carter's had a tough day at the plate in the lefty-lefty matchup. He's 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. But if you remember back to last night, it was in the sixth inning where the Rough Riders are being no-hit, and Evan Carter delivered the RBI triple. Tries to come up with a big hit here. First pitch, check swing, roller, foul left side, it's 0-1. Talking to Evan earlier this season, he said he doesn't really care about a lefty-lefty matchup. He said it used to be tough because you just don't see a lot of lefties at the lower levels, but he said he's fine with it now. He just sees more righties, so he's a little bit more comfortable against the right-handed throwers. The 0-1, runner takes off, swing and a miss off the outside corner. No throw down to second, so Chris Cease swipes his 11th bag of the season. And it's 0-2 on Evan Carter, and the Rough Riders have two in scoring position now in the fifth inning. With two down, They'll be going on contact. So Cease should be able to score in a base hit. Carter down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Obina just went with a slider off the outside corner. See what he has here. The 0-2 slider popped up left side. DiZenzo, the third baseman there in fair territory. Backpedaling into shallow left. Makes the catch. Side retired. No runs on a hit. No errors. Two left on base for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Corpus Christi. No score to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, nothing-nothing our score. Dane Acker back out for the fifth. Faces the top third of the order. Will Wagner, Joey Loperfido, and Zach DiZenzo in the first pitch. Tying outside, it's one ball and no strikes. The phenomenal pitching in this series and in this month continues for the Rough Riders tonight. It's been fantastic. The 1-0. Wagner takes low in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco entered into this game with a team ERA of 2.22 in August. It's not only the best in the Texas League, but the fourth best in all minor league baseball in the month. 2-0. Fastball on the upper edge inside corner, called strike. 2-1. In the nine games, and really you can say nine and a half, including tonight, they've allowed just three homers. 2-1. Just inside, didn't get the call. Three balls and one strike. And have a 158 batting average against. The 158 batting average allowed is the lowest in all of minor league baseball this month. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, twisting foul left side. Three balls, two strikes to Wagner. In the bottom of the fifth inning, they lead it off. Wagner's 0 for 2 today. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders' 731 OPS is ninth in the Texas League, but they're averaging just over 5 runs a game. Here's the wind back and the payoff home. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle, but the shortstop Rodriguez is right there. He picks, sets his feet, and throws a strike to first. For the out. One away in the fifth inning for Joey Loperfido, who singled back in the first inning and line out to right in the third. Zeros in the run columns for both teams. Pull side shift on the infield. Loperfido holds his hand out wide of his body and now squares to bunt. He pulls back and takes down low and inside on the initial pitch. It's one ball and no strikes. We should mention as well, we have a third umpire. Jared Higdon, I should say, has taken over at third base as our third umpire. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-1. So Higdon at third base, Steven Rios Jr. at home plate, and Kellen Martin down the first base line. 1-1 pitch from Dane Acker. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Not only the Rough Riders been very good pitching here in August, but overall this whole season they've been very good away from Riders Field for whatever reason. On the offensive side, they're averaging just shy of 6 runs per game. That's the best road mark in the Texas League. The 1-2. Fastball high and inside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, and that's going right along with their road record of 29-25. Especially after winning these last 3 games. One back in the 2-2. High and inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Acker about to throw his 70th pitch on this next toss. Rough Riders tied at 0-0. The pitch is fouled straight back. It's still 3-2.
Strength on strength. Frisco pitching very well on the road. Joey Loperfido hits really well on Fridays. 4-15 on Fridays. With 6 home runs.
TJIF, am I right? Here's the windback and the 3-2. High for ball 4. It's that Friday magic for Loperfido. He works a walk here with 1 out in the 5th inning. Zach DiZenzo bats 0-2 today. Rough Riders' 29 road wins this season are the second most in the Texas League. The only team that's been better on the road has been San Antonio. Makes a little bit of sense. Get out of the Wolf, you feel pretty good. On the offensive side especially. And as Enzo, the right-handed batter, first pitch, pops skyward, right side, back behind home, Garcia and Hover. It's Hover back into fair territory, and he drops it off the edge of his glove, and he tries to barehand it. He couldn't get it. It falls in. A ball that looked like it was in foul territory. The wind just took a hold of it and pulled it back into fair territory. Garcia had no chance at it. Hover coming in, tried to angle back into fair territory, and the ball dropped in between home and the pitcher's mound off the edge of Hover's glove. Well, just a really tough pop-up to try and catch with the wind. And DiZenzo ends up at first base. Loperfido at second with 1 out. And no score. And here comes John Goble to chat again. As the Rough Riders get their bullpen going. Down the right field line, it's Aiden Anderson who starts throwing. They say base hit on the really tough play. It's really a ball that only ended up going maybe 40 feet in front of home plate.
Oh, if that. I mean, it was in foul ground up the right side. At first, Garcia was running towards the dugout, and then it practically ended in foul ground on the left side.
It's like it took a left turn.
Yeah.
That's exactly where the wind is blowing out to left field. And the wind has just terrorized pop-ups and fly balls alike in this series. The highest we've seen it is up to 28 miles an hour. It's currently blustering out to left at 20 miles an hour, which is somewhat low for this series. That brings up the dangerous Zach Daniels, and all he's done in 2 at-bats is doubled twice. Once on a ground ball to the shortstop Rodriguez that was kicked by the second baseman Jace Easley to allow him to get to second. The other on a pure double to right field. Runners at first and second, 1 out, Acker ready to go, and he delivers home. Fastball ripped back up the middle into center field, base hit. Loperfido had to see if it was going to be caught, and the throw-in is cut off by Hover. Loperfido stops at third, and the bases are loaded with 1 out. Whataburger Field is into it now. Bases loaded for Jordan Brewer. He walked back in the 30s, 0-for-1. And we'll see if Acker will remain in the game. You feel bad for Dane Acker. He's gotten out of his fair share of things tonight, and he's not going to get an opportunity to get out of this jam. Tripp Keister out of the dugout, and he's going to go get Aiden Anderson, who has been flat-out phenomenal for the Rough Riders as of late. And he will come in and face Jordan Brewer right on right, with the bases loaded. The Sign Armor exits the bullpen, and we'll tell you more about him when we come back. Tied at nothing-nothing, bases loaded for the Hooks in the bottom of the fifth with one out on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Hayden Anderson comes in a pressure cooker of a situation. Bases loaded and just one out in the bottom of the fifth inning, and no score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. And Jordan Brewer due up. Dane Acker out of the game. It's Aiden Anderson, the Rough Riders' sidearm right-handed reliever, who comes in. Anderson a 3.75 ERA this season. He's been better than that as of late. Bases loaded. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Brewer. Fastball just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Over his last five games, two of them being starts, Anderson has a 1.98 ERA. In 13 2/3 innings, he struck out 21 to one walk. The pitch home. Slider, swing and a miss, and he helicopters the bat down the third base line, nearly hitting third base coach and manager Joe Thon. And he grabs the bat and jogs it back to him. See if he gets some pine tar as well as it slipped out of Jordan Brewer's hand. And he is getting some pine tar from on-deck hitter J.C. Correa. Thon nearly got hit with the bat and then hands it back to him. That's how nasty that pitch was from Aiden Anderson, I guess. And Dane Acker is on the hook for all three of the runners aboard. Anderson would love a ground ball right here to get out of it right away. Pull side shift in the infield for the right-handed batting Brewer. Anderson looks in over the top of his glove. He has his sign ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch outside with a slider. Didn't get him to bite at it. It's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders being out hit by the Hooks 5-4 in this scoreless game. Bases remain loaded. Brewer with a slightly open stance right side. Anderson readies. He fires. Fastball high and outside. Three balls and one strike, and there's nowhere to put Jordan Brewer. Again, just one walk in his last 13 2/3 innings. He's been phenomenal on that side of things this year. Holding right-handers to a 225 batting average. The pitch. Slider, inside edge of strike, 3-2. Right-handers just a 645 OPS against him this season. Bases loaded. One down, three balls, two strikes on Brewer. Anderson kicks it home. Slider, got him looking on the inside corner. Strike three called. Aiden Anderson with a huge punch out, two away. He strikes out the first man he sees, Jordan Brewer, on back-to-back beautiful front door sliders on the inside edge. And here's J.C. Correa. Clutch pitches from Anderson, and now he tries to get out of the inning. He sets, brings it. Swing and a miss on a first pitch slider, and it's 0-1. Corpus has already stranded six on the base paths tonight. Anderson trying to bump that number up. Anderson has allowed 60% of inherited runners to score this year. The 0-1 is cut on and missed. It's 0-2. Slider off the outside edge, but that's before this great stretch he's been on the mound. He's ahead 0-2 on Correa. He climbs back to the top of the hill. Correa in from the right side. A right-on-right matchup. Wind blowing out to left field. Here's the stretch once again. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a bouncer. Right side. Foul. And it's still 0-2 on Correa. Well, the runners were on the move. They head back to their respective bases. On this gorgeous night, Anderson trying to make sure that Corpus Christi doesn't have their first lead of the series. He's ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Aiden Anderson comes in out of the bullpen, strikes out two, and leaves them loaded in the fifth. What a performance. We're tied at nothing-nothing still. Top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Julio Urbina's day is done after five innings, and Jonathan Sprinkle takes over. Tied at no score in the top of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders got four hits off of Urbina, but nothing else as he continues to dominate Frisco. Came in with a sub-2 ERA and three starts against them, and he leaves with an ERA even better. Trevor Hover, the first man to face Jonathan Sprinkle. And the first pitch on the way from the right-hander. Right down the heart of the plate, at the knees to the left-handed batter, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders very happy to see Robina go. He struck out seven in his five innings, allowing just five total base runners on four hits and a walk. Yesterday, it was very similar, where the Rough Riders were dominated by starter Ryan Gusto. Five and a third innings, struck out 11, and then they finally got their first action on the offensive side against this Corpus Christi bullpen. Sprinkles had a tough go this year. He's ready from the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch to Hover. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball down, though, and inside it's 0-2. The 6'6" right-hander, 25 years old, out of Central Missouri, native of Overland Park, Kansas, just outside Kansas City. In 19 appearances this year, the righty has an 8 ERA and 20 walks in 18 innings. 0-2 pitch to Hover. Slider down in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders do face the bullpen for the first time tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to get some offense going because of that. What a job by Aiden Anderson coming out of the Rough Riders bullpen and striking out two with the bases loaded. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Hobber. He takes low and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson continues to be fantastic out of the Riders bullpen all season. Looks like those might be the only two batters he faces as Michael Brewer is loosening in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. 2-2. Swinging a line drive over the third baseman to Zenzo. It dunks into left. And Trevor Hover has himself a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. Good piece of hitting. Got a breaking ball on the outside edge. Served it into left field over to Zenzo at third. And that brings Kellen Strom to the plate. Hover now 5 for 11 in the series. And Strom, who's 0 for 2 today, has 6 hits to lead Rough Riders hitters in this series. Stretch in the first pitch to Strong. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Just to give you an idea of how dominating the Rough Riders have been in this series, Kellen Strom had more hits in Game 2 alone, 4, than any Hooks hitter had in the first 3 games combined. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. High and inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Will Wagner had 3 hits through the first 3 games of the series. That was the most out of any player offensively for Corpus Christi. In fact, he was the only player with at least 2 hits, too. There was no other player with 3 hits or 2 hits for Corpus. The 2-0. Strike on the inside corner to Strom, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders have their leadoff runner aboard for the 3rd time in 6 innings in this game. They've stranded 5 base runners. 2-1 pitch. Strom swings, sprays it foul right side, 2-2. The sun is set here in Corpus Christi. You can barely see the outline of the Harbor Bridge in right center field. Going over the Corpus Christi Bay, and just beyond that, as you look under the Harbor Bridge, beyond right center, you can see a lit up outline of the USS Lexington, the aircraft carrier out there, the pitch. Swinging a soft roller up the first baseline, right to Wolforth. He fields it first on his second for one. Throwback to first is not in time. Strom beats it out. It's a fielder's choice that goes 3-6. And Strom's at first base for Aaron Zavala. 0-0 our score, top of the sixth inning. Josh, we had a lot of fun earlier today going out there with data apprentice Matt Robbie for the Rangers as well, going out to check out the USS Lexington, which was an aircraft carrier during World War II and is now a museum out there in the Corpus Christi Bay. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Aaron Zavala. And down low and inside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. And well, we could have gotten lost in there for hours, and then we also could have physically gotten lost in there. It's a maze down there, but that was really, really fun.
I don't think I've ever felt so spacious and then so cramped in the same venue at the same time.
The 1-0. It's outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes.
I mean, those quarters downstairs where they fit all the beds in and you had to clamber through, and then you get up top where the plane's laying, you can fit, I forget the number, I think it was like 1,000 cars. It was that much space just on the surface of the carrier.
2-0. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman, Wagner. He's got it on his second for one. Avila's rifle shot to first is in time for the double play. 4-6-3, and the top of the sixth inning is over. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the sixth inning. Next, we'll get some trivia for you on the other side. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Into the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Harbor with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Brewer is the pitcher for the Rough Riders. Coming out of the bullpen, Aiden Anderson did his job, and boy, did he. He came in with the bases loaded and one out, struck out both men he faced. Garrett Wolforth leads it off. It's the bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi, tied at nothing-nothing. Rough Riders and hooks. Brewer from the stretch in the right-hander's first pitch. It's a fastball that dots the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. It's Josh's favorite time of the broadcast. It's time for trivia.
Oh, yeah. I am so ready. Maybe.
Here's the windback and the 0-1. It's a curveball on the inside corner, a strike, 0-2.
Feeling real good.
Big words over here.
Real confident.
All right, so we'd like to tie it in this day in baseball history. This one's a bit of a stretch, as almost all of them are. Here's the stretch. I mean, the windback and the pitch from Brewer. It's high and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. All right, so on this date in 2003, the Royals beat the Yankees 12-9. The teams set a record in the American League for most doubles in a game. Here's the stretch. The 2-1, or the 1-2, is grounded foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout right side, 1-2. It was 19 doubles, with Kansas City hitting 11 doubles in the game. That's a lot of two-baggers.
Wow.
So that happened in 2003. My question to you, Josh Warden. As here's the windback once again by Brewer in the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called. Got him right down the middle. And there's the first out. One away, and Luis Aviles Jr. stands in. 0-0 our score, bottom of the sixth inning. My question to you is how many of the top 10 players in the 2000s can you name in doubles?
Okay, I like this.
Here's the pitch home to Aviles. He swings and misses on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. That's from the beginning of the 2000 season through the 2009 season.
Okay, let's go Todd Helton.
Todd Helton is number one.
Whoa, all right.
431 doubles.
Wow.
The pitch. Swing and a miss.
I didn't think I'd nail number one that quickly.
I'm really proud of you. That was really great.
That's awesome. I'm gonna just
savor
that for a moment.
Can't retire.
Okay. All right. Albert Pujols wasn't that fast, but he played that whole decade. I'm gonna guess he's top 10.
He's number three.
Okay.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is not in the top 10. He did lead all 2000s of homers, though. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three on a fastball way up and out of the zone. Two away on back-to-back strikeouts. And for Rough Riders pitchers, that's four consecutive batters they've sat down via the K. No score in the bottom of the six.
I got two outs. I'm just going to throw darts at the dartboard and start guessing really fast. Mark Loretta.
No.
Carlos Delgado.
No.
Eric Burns.
No.
Eric Chavez.
No.
Jim Edmonds.
No.
Torrey Hunter.
No.
Ichiro.
The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. No.
Brian Giles.
Interesting. No.
Interesting. He's a good hitter. Maybe he didn't last long enough into the 2000s. Fair enough. Okay. Juan Pierre.
No.
Man, I really tanked after the first couple good answers. Manny Ramirez.
No. It's a good guess, though. He was up there in homers. The 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2.
Kenny Lofton.
No.
Edgar Renteria.
No.
Mark McGuire. No. Jeff Kent.
No.
JT Snow.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to mix it up a little bit. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. What a dominant inning from Michael Brewer. He strikes out the side. And the Rough Riders, for the second time as a pitching staff, strike out the side of the ballgame. Wow. Five straight strikeouts for Riders Arms. Top seven next. No score. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we head into the seventh inning here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Liam Hicks to the plate. Left-hand hitter in a scoreless contest, top of the seventh. First pitch is on the outside corner from Jonathan Sprinkle, and strike one on Liam Hicks. He's one for two today. Looking to lead off an inning to get aboard after the Rough Riders stranded the bases loaded two innings ago defensively. Struck out the side last inning in the field. 0-1. Is outside 1-1. All right, we were going through top players in the 2000s in doubles over the decade. I've got a couple final guesses, and then you can put me out of my misery and just tell me the answers. I got the first one right away and number three, and then have tanked ever since. The 1-1 pitch. A slider that stays outside 2-1.
And let's recap that really quick. Todd Helton is number one. You got it.
Nailed it. First guess.
Albert Pujols is number three.
Yep.
That was second guess.
And I threw out like 25 guesses and missed all of them after that. So very hit and miss. The 2-1 delivery. Hicks drives one to center field. High arcing fly ball. Loper Fido running back to the warning track. He jumps up, makes the grab, bounces off the wall, and holds on. I don't think it quite would have gotten out of the ballpark, but Loper Fido making a nice catch in the deepest part of the ballpark. The center fielder goes ranging for it and robs Liam Hicks.
Well, obviously that's a great catch, but it just amplifies it given the fact that it's a scoreless game right now. And you could see the wind just take hold of that as he was drifting further and further to his right.
It started out almost dead center by the time it got to his glove. First pitch inside to Rodriguez. It was to the alley in left center where that wall cuts down to about 4.5 feet.
And it almost looks like the ball's seeking that area here in this series.
Seen a home run robbery there. We've seen Hover's actual home run there, and then that play. 1-0. It's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. No score. Top of the seventh. One out. Base is empty. All right. Top players in doubles in the 2000s. Let me guess, Gary Sheffield.
No, more 90s.
Okay. Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, more 90s.
Jeff Bagwell?
Also more 90s.
Okay, Adrian Beltre has got to be on there. Here's the pitch, low and away, 3-0.
He is not.
What in the world? There's no way. Cliff Floyd?
No.
Giancarlo Stanton? No, that's too recent. Hideki Matsui?
No.
Derek Jeter?
It's a better guess, but no.
Oh, my gosh. 3-0 to Rodriguez. It's low and outside again. A four-pitch walk with one out. And the Rough Riders get a base runner here in the seventh inning. David Garcia is next. Bottom of the order here. It's Garcia, then Jace Easley, and then the top of the order. No score in the seventh. Man. Todd Zeal?
No.
Sheesh. Thought I would be better at this. Nomar Garcia-Parr. Here's the pitch to Garcia. It is low. Ball one. Is Nomar on there?
He's definitely more 90s.
Well, he played.
Okay, so think about the best players in the 2000s. You're going too niche.
All right. Best players in the 2000s. I've already guessed a lot of the big names, but let me think here. The 0-1 toss to Garcia. The runner goes. The pitch is low. Rodriguez, a good jump. He dives in just ahead of the tag. Head first slide. And Rodriguez is safe just barely. His fourth steal in five attempts. Since getting called up to Double-A, and he is safe. It's a man at second, one out for the Rough Riders. All right, Barry Bonds.
No, it's a good guess, but he retired in 2007, so yeah. That makes it kind of tough. He was still seventh in homers in the 2000s,
wow.
Though. Or, sorry, sixth.
The 1-1 delivery to David Garcia. It's way outside, 2-1 is now the count. Who else was good in the 2000s?
There's a couple you're going to facepalm here and a couple surprising ones.
Okay. Can you give me a team?
Do you want for the number two guy?
Sure. A 2-1. A check swing. It was in the zone. 2-2. One out man at second.
So he played for three teams in the 2000s, but mostly known for Phillies and Angels. I wish people could see your face right now. Ultimate concentration
so
slash confused. It's Bobby Abreu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The 2-2 pitch. Garcia check swing. It gets to the backstop. Rodriguez advances to third. And he gets there on a wild pitch. Garcia held back. They may appeal if he swung. It was almost strike three on an attempt. But apparently he did hold back, and the at-bat will continue with 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the first run of the game awaits at third base for the Rough Riders. K-Bear Rodriguez walked, stole second, and advances to third on a wild pitch. One out in the inning. The infield gets pulled in. Garcia's job is to get this run home and finally break the scoreless tie. Sprinkles stretches, and his payoff pitch swung on and fouled back. Big at-bat for David Garcia, who is 1-for-2 today. A single back in the third inning. He got stranded at third, and now he's hoping to avoid the same fate for his teammate. Rodriguez at third, Garcia at the plate. Infield in, outfield playing deep. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the delivery from Sprinkle. Swung on and fouled up the first base side. Goes into the Riders' dugout and pinballs around. Kellen Strom snags it, chucks it behind his head over the netting into the stands.
That was really impressive. He didn't hit the net. It was like right over the top
just
of it.
Just got over. No looker.
Yeah.
Well done, Kellen.
Man of many talents.
Infield still in. Now they move a bit over to the right. Big hole on the left side. The payoff pitch with one out, runner at third. Swung on, lifted down the left side. Foul by about 5 feet, and it costed Garcia a bat. The inside part, the skinny part of the bat, and put a sliver in it, and he requests a new one from the dugout. Chris Cease hands it to him, and he'll put some pine tar on it. All right, one more.
One more hint?
Yeah.
4 is really hard. I don't think you're going to get that. So let's go 5. 2 teams, mainly the Marlins and the Red Sox. I guess mainly it was the Marlins and the Red Sox.
Man, who is that one?
Mike Lowell.
Oh, I was even thinking of his face earlier.
4 is Orlando Cabrera, which is interesting
for him. Okay, payoff pitch to Garcia. Go-ahead runner at third and one out. It is outside, ball 4. Good at-bat from Garcia. Didn't get the RBI, but that's okay. Resets the count for Jace Easley and puts an extra runner aboard with one out.
All right, this is an important situation here, and looks like we're going to get a pitching change. I'll just put a button on this really quick. The top 10, we already gave you the top 5. Jimmy Rollins, Garrett Anderson, David Ortiz, Lance Berkman, and Miguel Tejada.
Okay. Should have gotten those. Should have gotten David Ortiz. Miguel Tejada hurts because I missed that one earlier in a trivia question.
And why is that hurt, Josh?
I don't want to say.
He's one of the backgrounds on your phone.
I never do remember the guys that are right in front of you. Anyways, Jonathan Sprinkle still is on the hill for the Corpus Christi Hooks.
Just want to say I'm proud of you. You did a good job. You got number one.
Thank you.
First guess.
Would you rather get number one easy and then miss every other answer or hit 2 through 10 but then miss an obvious number one?
Oh, there's something nice about punctuating that number one.
It did feel good.
Yeah.
Should have quit while I was ahead.
No.
Okay, you're right. It was fun to guess, even if I was wrong. All right, runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. No score in the seventh inning. One out. Chase Easley, the batter. First pitch from Sprinkle. He shows, but it's outside and low. The corner infielder's coming in. Rodriguez came a lot of the way down third base, but no infielder behind him at the bag to throw that way, so he had plenty of leeway. Easley pulled back the bunt. Not quite a suicide squeeze, but it was dangerous if DiCenzo had run back to cover third base. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, and he takes it back on a strike. And the same thing happens, just corner infielders run in. The runners big secondary leads, but don't commit. Still runners on the corners. One out, 1-1 the count to Easley. Is he actually going to bunt, or is this all a ploy? Sprinkle pitches in the 1-1. Easley takes outside, not showing bunt, and it's now 2-1. Top of the order is on deck. Chris Cease is next. Easley has not yet gotten a hit at the AA level. What a time it would be for his first base hit. He's 0-6. The 2-1 pitch to the left-hand hitter. It's high and away, 3-1. Second base is open for the Rough Riders. They'd love to have the bases juice for the top of the order. One out in the seventh inning. The Rough Riders have stranded 5 today. The Hooks have stranded 9. Who's finally going to score? The 3-1. He shows bunt, places it down in front of the mound, fielded by Sprinkle. He has to go to first, and he throws up the right field line. One run comes home. Around from first, Garcia sprints around, no throw there. It's a 2-run sequence. Chase Easley caused the chaos, and the Rough Riders lead it 2-0. An excellent bunt by Chase Easley. Sprinkle just tried to get the out at first. He couldn't even get that, throwing in the dirt in front of the first base bag. It skipped up the right field line, and by that point, Garcia sprinted around to score from first base. Rodriguez had scored from third. Easley gets all the way to third base on the bunt. It's 2-0 Frisco, top of the order coming up, and Chris Cease will face a new pitcher. Jonathan Sprinkle had to come off the mound to field. Didn't throw home. It would have been a close play. Probably would not have gotten Rodriguez. Made the right choice to go to first, just did not make a good throw. So an error on the pitcher, and a new thrower will come in. Frisco leads it 2-0. Finally, zeros are off the scoreboard, at least for the visiting team. 2-0 Frisco, one out, runner at third for the Rough Riders against a new pitcher when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Logan Van Way is the new pitcher for the Corpus Christi Hooks, and he inherits some trouble. Two runs have already scored after Jace Easley gets credit for a sacrifice bunt, his first RBI at the AA level. Chris sees the batter. Infield is in with one out. First pitch is fouled back to the backstop. With his 1.26 earned run average, Logan Van Way trying to throw some water on this fire. And the Rough Riders had a four-pitch walk for K-Bear Rodriguez. He got to third base. Garcia walked. Easily the sacrifice bunt. The Rough Riders score multiple runs without a hit. The 0-1. It's inside and easily dancing around at third. Almost draws a throw from the catcher, Correa. He sprints back to the bag. One ball, one strike. The infield playing heavily in. All four right on the cut of the grass. The outfield playing deep and shifted to the right. The next pitch is swung on and missed by Cease. He's now behind 1-2. So easily at third after his RBI sacrifice bunt plus the error on the pitcher. Jonathan Sprinkle threw wild to first base and as a result was pulled out of the ballgame, having allowed those two runs. One of them earned. Here's the 1-2 to Chris Cease with one out. It is high and away just by a smidgen. It's now 2-2. Cease has a double and a walk today. 1-for-2 on the evening. His 17th double of the year. Now his 2-2 pitch from Van Way. Swung on and missed. A slider for strike three. And there's now two outs in the inning. Lessens the RBI opportunities for Evan Carter, who's got to bring easily home with two outs to increase the lead, but a 2-0 advantage feels a lot better than what this could have been. The Rough Riders almost gave up a huge inning recently, stranding the bases loaded a couple innings ago. Corpus Christi has still not held a lead this week. First pitch to Carter. It's high, ball one. Especially crazy considering last home series Corpus Christi had, they swept Midland. They went 6-0 their last home series. They're on an 8-game home winning streak entering this week, and they are winless. Here's the pitch. It is outside to Carter, 2-0. Evans 0-for-3 today. A couple strikeouts. And a pop out for Evan. Two down, 2-0 the count. The pitch. It's over the plate, but low. Now it's three balls, no strikes to Evan Carter. Easily at third, taking a huge lead. The pitch to Evan. It's outside, a four-pitch walk. That's how this whole thing got started. A four-pitch free pass for K-Bear Rodriguez. He scored the first run of the game. After he stole second, advanced to third on a wild pitch and came home on the sacrifice bunt. Now Evan Carter to first on his walk and Trevor Hover the batter. Carter has now reached base in 22 of his last 23 games. Gets on base a ton, walks a ton, although that is his first walk in the last five games. A rarity to go that long without a walk, but he gets one here. Van Way works Trevor Hover, and it's a strike to make it 0-1. Hover's 1-for-3 today. Led off last inning with a single, and the Riders are trying to build a rally. It did not formulate into anything. A double play and nothing doing last inning, but this frame has been different. The 0-1, grounder foul, third base side. Especially impressive considering it all came out of the bottom of the order. Liam Hicks got out to lead off this inning, and then it was the 7-8-9 hitters who got aboard three in a row and scored the two runs before the top of the order even came up. A good production when the top of the order wasn't getting the job done. The 0-2, runner goes from first. Carter gets there easily standing up. It'll be a stolen base for Evan Carter. A pitch outside to make it 1-2. Carter picks up his 16th steal of the season. Second and third for the Riders. Two outs, two strikes. The pitch is low. And now a 2-2 count to Hover. Frisco loves the 2-0 lead. They'd love to make it even more. You never know when Corpus Christi's offense is going to pick up some steam. The 2-2 pitch from Logan Van Way. Foul down the left side, hooking over the stands. And Trevor Hover stays alive. Has the same count as last inning when he singled to left field. Two balls, two strikes. He's already reached base 10 times this series in 17 plate appearances. The 2-2 to Hover. It is high and outside on a fastball, full count. Logan Van Way came in after the error, has only faced two batters. He has not allowed a ball put in play. Over 15 pitches. A strikeout, a walk, now a payoff pitch with two in scoring position. It's right down the middle, strike three looking, and the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders get two runs without the services of a base hit. Three walks, an error, a sacrifice bunt. Jace easily gets his first double-A RBI, and it's now 2-0 Frisco. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and it is Florencio Serrano who is coming in out of the bullpen. The Corpus Christi native takes over when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Florencio Serrano on the mound for the Rough Riders. 2-0 lead into the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is fouled back. And a strike one off of Florencio Serrano. Will Wagner, the batter, top of the order. Serrano from Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to see him here in front of friends and family. He's had upwards of 20 friends and family here at the ballpark this week. Now pitching for the first time on a Friday. The 0-1. High and tight. 1-1 to Wagner. He's got a big task holding on to a 2-0 lead, and the relief pitchers have gone five straight strikeouts. So some big shoes to fill for Serrano. Here's the 1-1. Wagner backs away from it. It was just a bit inside. 2-1 from the right-hander. Serrano grew up here in Corpus Christi. Lived in the same house from when he was born all the way through freshman year of high school before moving to Tijuana. It's 2-1. Is inside again. Three balls, one strike. Signed with the Rangers after spending the next few years in Tijuana. Been with Texas ever since 2019 up to the double-A level for the first time. Still his first season since coming off Tommy John surgery. First full season. He winds and is 3-1. Swing and a miss on an off-speed. And now a full count from Serrano. The Frisco bullpen this week is now gone just shy of 13 innings with no runs allowed. Trying to keep that streak going. The payoff pitch. It's high, ball four. Will Wagner draws a leadoff walk, and a tying run comes to the plate in the form of Joey Loperfido. Right after Frisco scored two runs last inning to break the scoreless tie on on a two-run error by the pitcher, Jonathan Sprinkle. The only scoring sequence this entire night. Bottom of the seventh inning now. 2-0 Rough Riders. Six hits for Frisco, five for Corpus. Loperfido's got one of them. The first pitch to the left-hand slugger. He shows bunt, pulls back. And it's inside ball one. Will Wagner got far off first base, and Garcia bluffed throwing that way. One ball, no strikes to Loperfido. His left-hand hitter, he hits righties well, hits left-handers better. Slugs 545 against right-handers like Serrano. A 1-0 pitch is over the plate and a strike. He slugged 600 against left-handers. If he slugged that high against everybody, he'd be first in the league in slugging percentage. As it stands, he's third in the league in that category. 19 home runs. The 1-1 to Loperfido. A big cut. He's behind it on the fastball, 1-2. Hasn't homered yet this week. He did have the only hit on Tuesday to break up the no-hitter in the seventh inning. Now again in the seventh, not trying to break up a no-hitter, but trying to help break up a shutout after the Rough Riders shut out Corpus Christi yesterday. The 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Loperfido goes down hacking at a high fastball. Got their slugger to strike out. And Florencio Serrano picks up another K. Frisco relievers have recorded their last six outs, all via strikeouts. In fact, nine of the last 10 outs that Frisco has put away have been by strikeouts. You want to do it by yourself. That's what the Frisco pitching philosophy has been today. Zach DiZenzo steps in for the right side. First pitch grounded towards short. Could be two. Rodriguez fields. Goes to second easily. Turns easily in time. Double play. 6-4-3 on the twin killing. And Serrano faces the minimum in the seventh inning in his hometown return. No runs across for the hooks. The lead is intact for the Rough Riders. 2-0. Into the eighth inning from Corpus. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Looking to win a series here at Corpus Christi. Clinching it in four games would be a nice feat for the Rough Riders. They're in position to do so. Seven innings in the books. A lead, albeit a fairly small one. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Corpus Christi Hooks yet to score. The pitching today by the Rough Riders. Shutting out Corpus Christi yesterday, and no runs allowed yet today. Frisco scored for the first time last inning. Kellen Strom a bit tardy to get to the plate, and to avoid a pitch clock violation, he calls for time prior to the first pitch. And Stromy will step in to face Logan Van Way to begin the eighth inning. 2-0 Frisco. The right-hander winds, and it's on the outside corner for strike one. 9 shutout innings yesterday. The 0-1 to Strom. It's high and tight. Almost hit him in the face. He backs away and the batting helmet comes dislodged. And he's okay. Backed away, stumbling about 6 or 7 steps from the home plate and then steps right back in, firmly plants the bat on home plate over his shoulder. The 1-1 whacked to right center field. Hard hit, but it'll stay in the yard. Lo Perfido under it, and the center fielder catches. Kellen Strong tries to get some revenge on Van Way after he gave him some chin music, and he gave it a ride, but shy of the warning track, and it's out number one.
Right fielder number five,
22 consecutive scoreless innings by Rough Riders pitchers. Coming into this eighth inning, they'll try to add on to it in the bottom half of the eighth. First pitch into Zavala, and Aaron takes it low and in for ball one. Lorenzo Serrano threw last inning. Looks like Reed Burlingmeyer's out in the pen. He last pitched on Tuesday. 1-0. Zavala takes down and in. It's now 2-0 to the left-hand hitter. He's 0-for-3. A couple strikeouts, a double play ball, but trying to start out a rally here in the eighth. The 2-0. It hits the outside edge. Two balls and a strike with Liam Hicks on deck. 2-0 Rough Riders, winning all three games so far this series. Here's the pitch. Zavala takes it, the belt just a bit high. Now it's 3-1. They could win the series here and win three out of their last four series. The 3-1 delivery. It's right down the middle, makes it a full count. They've held pat with Amarillo of late, just one game back of the Sod Poodles, and every game that they win over Corpus Christi helps out because Frisco came into the series behind Corpus in the standings. They are now two games ahead of the Hooks and could be better. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Zavala is down swinging at a fastball. And now two outs in the inning with nobody on base. Liam Hicks walks to the dish. Another left-hand hitter in this order for Frisco. If he gets aboard, it'd be the righty Rodriguez against Logan Van Way. Infield shifted over to the right. First pitch is tight. Ball one, close to Hicks. And he's ahead. He's 1-for-3 today. 1-0 pitch from Logan Van Way. It's low this time, 2-0. Outfield playing deep, even in left field. Hicks would have to take it opposite way towards Brewer. He's playing just a few steps in front of the track. Van Way with the high socks he kicks. 2-0 sliders outside. It's 3-0. Operates with his chest facing his dugout on the third base side. Hip slightly turned halfway between third base and home plate. His 3-0 is right down the middle on a heater. Three balls and one strike to Liam Hicks. 2-0 Frisco in the top half of the eighth inning. Looking to get above 500. They haven't been able to boast above 500 record in their overall mark in 3 months. 3-1 pitch, a check swing. It's on the zone inside corner, 3-2. They hadn't gotten back to 500 since May 5th. They won yesterday to get even at 52-52. The 3-2 pitch, a ground ball towards second. One hop into Wagner's glove. Short hop throws to first and puts away Hicks. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Good work by Logan Van Way, but the Rough Riders still have the upper hand. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Frisco 2, and the Hooks nothing. Reed Burlingmeyer jogs out of the pen to pitch in the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders of Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning in Corpus Christi. It's 2-0 Frisco. And Reed Burlingmeyer comes in to pitch against the Hooks, facing Zach Daniels in the middle of the order. Cleanup hitter who's 3-for-3 today with two doubles. Tough part of the order, but Burlingmeyer has pitched effectively ever since joining the club about a month ago. Just one run allowed, a .75 earned run average. Righty-righty matchup. He works from the stretch and his pitch. A hard ground ball left side. Cease dives. Third baseman can't get it into left field. Base hit. Zach Daniels wastes no time. It's the first hit off the bullpen today for Frisco. And Burlingmeyer, who pitched a couple of scoreless innings on Tuesday, although he did allow the first hit of the ball game, breaking up a no-hitter, allows the first pitch single in the eighth. He replaces Florencio Serrano. Good inning in the seventh, his first inning of the series here in his hometown, faced the minimum with a double play ball and exited. Burlingmeyer's pitch to Jordan Brewer. Is a swing and a miss. Fastball under the barrel at strike one. So 2-0 Frisco got the lead in the top of the seventh inning. It's the only half inning in which either team has scored. Corpus Christi riding a 22-inning scoreless streak offensively. Throw over to first and Daniels is back. The Rough Riders only allowed two runs on Wednesday early in the ballgame. Shut him out the next six innings, winning that game. Shut out the Hooks yesterday and have not allowed any runs yet today. The 0-1 pitch from Burlingmeyer is high and ball one. That streak of 22 innings doesn't even include Tuesday's shutout. So Corpus Christi has scored just two runs in this series. This is the eighth inning of game four. Burlingmeyer's 1-1 pitch. It's fouled off the hands. Brewer barely got the bat off his shoulder, and a check swing foul to the netting. It's 1-2. 2-0 Frisco. This is crazy, especially considering Corpus's series last week. They scored 45 runs in that series. Granted, at a hitter-friendly ballpark in Amarillo, but still, it's an over 90% reduction in runs per game average from last week to this week, scoring just two runs so far in 34 innings. A throw back over to first, and Daniels dives under the tag. That's the second pickoff move this at-bat. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. It's less risky to throw that way. Corpus Christi needs two runs to tie. We're in the eighth inning now. Daniels could steal, but they don't want to waste an out since they're down to their final six outs. The 1-2 to Jordan Brewer. A pop fly on the infield. Burlingmeyer points at it. He gives way. Who's going to take over? It's Cease. The third baseman makes the catch. Straddling the chalk, and he makes the grab. It's a foul out, technically, about 3 inches to the left of the line. Foul balls have not been easy tonight. Frisco has already dropped one on the infield today, but that one Cease squeezed it without too much drama. So one out, one on for J.C. Correa, right-hand hitter with a 2-0 lead for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning. Burlingmeyer works out of the stretch, his glove next to his sternum, and he pitches. Slider way outside. Good stop by Garcia to glove it. And ball one. Well, the bullpen now today has gone three innings for the Rough Riders with no runs and just one hit. And on the series, they've gone 14 innings. The relievers have accounted for 14 innings, no runs, and three hits. A 1-0 delivery. A grounder towards second. Easily fields. He sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws. Picked out at first for the double play. Hover scooped it out. Back-to-back innings in which Frisco gets a double play to exit the frame. And they keep the shutout alive. Eight innings in the books. 23 innings in a row without a run allowed. It's a 2-0 ball game. Frisco in front. They'll try to bring it home. Zach Bigley has the call when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Hooks. The pitching dominance just continues for Frisco. The Rough Riders have not allowed a run in 23 straight innings. And now we go to the top of the ninth inning, Frisco leading 2-0 and an opportunity to add on. Right, Gaither takes over out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi. He faces K-Bear Rodriguez in the seventh spot of the order in the first pitch. Fastball away, all the way back to the backstop, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez, David Garcia, Jace Easley. Rough Riders have turned two double plays, one in the seventh, one in the eighth inning. On the offensive side, their only runs coming in the seventh on a really wild play involving this part of the order. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a line drive foul into the netting right side, and it's 1-1. Rodriguez and Garcia coaxed back-to-back walks, runners on the corners. And Jace Easley laid a bunt down to sacrifice a run home, but Jonathan Sprinkle's throw got away up the right field line. 1-1. Fly ball foul right side, and it's one ball and two strikes, and that allowed two runs to come into score for the Rough Riders. Those are the only two runs they've needed here tonight. Looking to win game number 7 in their last 9 ball games. And looking to win their 4th in a row. Gaither ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him fishing off the outside corner. He strikes out and there's one away. David Garcia to the plate. The switch hitter, 1-for-2 today with a single, a walk, and a run score. Riders being out hit 6-5 in this ball game, but winning 2-0. Flag still blowing out to left field with the wind. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, the offering. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. News from the other bay across the country. We're here in the Corpus Christi Bay. In the San Francisco Bay, the Rangers are taking on the Giants at McCovey Cove. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. High and tight. It's one ball and one strike. And congratulations to former Rough Riders outfielder J.P. Martinez, who spent 2 seasons in 2021 and 2022 with the Rough Riders and then came here and rehabbed this season. He is now a big leaguer. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Garcia, and it's 1-2. It comes with a little bit of sadness as well as Bubba Thompson, the former 2021 postseason All-Star with the Rough Riders, was designated for assignment in order to make room for Martinez on the 40-man, but Martinez was added. He just flied out to center field in the second inning in his first big league at-bat, and he is now a big leaguer. The pitch home. Misses up high to Garcia, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out in the ninth. Riders leading 2-0. So our congratulations goes out to JP. Very happy for him and wish him a lot of success up in the big leagues. Here's the pitch home. Garcia takes inside. It hit him on the right arm, just above the elbow guard, looked like. And he's hit by the pitch. So he's aboard at first base with 1 out. And what is first baseman Garrett Wolforth doing? He's running over and grabbing the baseball. Nobody grabbed the baseball, so he goes over and tosses it into the dugout. It was down the third base line, and he runs all the way across the diamond to grab it. That's strange. So runner at first, one out, and Jace Easley stands in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He had his first career double-A RBI in the seventh inning, and he's looking for his first hit. The pitch is low and inside, one ball and no strikes. It's his second start for the Rough Riders in his double-A career. 2-0 Frisco, top of the ninth inning. Pitch home. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 1-1. Rough Riders and Hooks will play tomorrow in game 5 of the series. Seth Nordland will get the ball for the Rough Riders against a new right-hander for Corpus, the pitch. And flied foul out of play down the left field line. It's one ball and two strikes. Angel Macquarie gets the start. 1-1, a 4.94 ERA. It'll be Josh Warnin with you the next 2 days. We'll be heading back home for a couple days, and I'll rejoin the club on Tuesday when they take on Tulsa at home. So enjoy Josh. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside for strike three. Jace Easley strikes out, and there are two away.
I just realized that means no trivia the next couple of innings.
Oh, you're right. Well, no more the next couple of innings for sure.
Unless I ask myself the trivia question that I already know the answer to. I'd actually get one right for once.
I'll do a call-in.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, you got today's right. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Top of the order, Chris Sees. First pitch is sent high in the air to right field and rather shallow. Zach Daniels is there. And he puts it away for the final out of the ninth inning. Well, here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders haven't allowed a run in 23 straight innings. They have a 2-0 lead, and they go for their fourth consecutive win when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 2-0. Rough Riders leading the Hooks. And Reed Burlingmeier is back out of the hill. So far in this series, this is game 4. The Rough Riders have allowed just 2 runs. They have a 0.51 ERA as a team in this series, and they haven't allowed a run in 23 consecutive innings. It's been pure dominance for the Rough Riders, and now it's Garrett Wolforth to lead things off against Reed Burlingmeier. It's the bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi. Burlingmeier ready from the stretch, and the right-hander deals in the first pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul into the Hooks dugout left side. It's 0-1. Wolforth is 0-for-3 today with 3 strikeouts. Kind of boom or bust hitter. He's only hit 2 homers this year, though, in his 42 games. Burlingmeier ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a roller up the first baseline. It curls foul. 0-2. Berlingmeyer allowed a base hit to left field by Zach Daniels to lead off the eighth inning, but then got a pop out and a double play to end it. Face the minimum. Rough Riders on the precipice of four straight wins. Seven wins in their last nine games. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Swinging a foul off Garcia's glove, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Both runs for the Rough Riders scoring in the seventh inning. It's been really solid baseball turned in by the Rough Riders defensively tonight, outside of a miscue on a throwing error by Chris Cease earlier in the game that didn't come back to bite Frisco. The 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Fans sticking around at Whataburger Field for postgame fireworks. Berlingmeyer ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball away, way off the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. Berlingmeyer with the strikeout, his first, and there's one away. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. Got to be careful with this guy, and the good thing is the tying run is not at the plate, it's on deck. Aviles has a ton of pop with 10 home runs with the hooks this season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball, low and outside, 1-0. Five of those home runs are against the Rough Riders. He's ready at the plate from the right side. He takes massive hacks. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander is 1-0. Aviles watches low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two runs on five hits for the Rough Riders in one error. The hooks with no runs on six hits in one error. Berlingmeyer ready from the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch to Aviles. Breaking ball bends in for an inside strike. And it's 2-1. Inside corner strike, I should say. And the Rough Riders are playing to the pole side and deep for Aviles. Stretch and the 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 2-2. If there's one thing we've seen from Aviles over the years that we've seen him both here in Corpus and in San Antonio, he will chase. Berlingmeyer got him to chase out of the zone there on a slider. You do not want to make a mistake to him, though. He'll send it a long, long way. Slightly open stance. Right side, Berlingmeyer deals in the 2-2. Fastball drilled. High and deep to left center field. Strom on the run at the warning track. It's gone. There's that mistake. It's a 2-1 game. Rough Riders still out in front, but now just lead by one. A deep drive to left center field. And here's C.J. Stubbs with one out of the bottom of the ninth inning. And John Goebel comes out of the Rough Riders dugout, and the pitching coach will go chat with Berlingmeyer as Antoine Kelly has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line. And it looks like he might be just biding some time for his closer to get ready. Kelly threw last night. He has not thrown in back-to-back games yet this season. He didn't throw very many pitches, though. He only threw six pitches yesterday. So after the solo home run by Aviles, his sixth head-to-head against the Rough Riders this season. Goebel out there giving Kelly some time to warm. You have to imagine if Stubbs gets on, they'll go to Kelly. If Berlingmeyer can get Stubbs, you'll have Will Wagner on deck, who is a left-hander, so they might go to Kelly anyway. We'll see. 1-run game at the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 2-1. Corpus Christi scores for the first time in this ball game. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Stubbs. It's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Not only that, they score for the first time since the third inning on Wednesday. Here's the stretch by Burlingmeier in the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, foul right side, it's 0-2. That is just the fourth home run that Frisco has allowed in their last 10 games. They have been incredible at keeping the ball in the ballpark as a pitching staff. It's a one-run game in the ninth. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck it out on a high fastball. Burlingmeier sits down Stubbs, and here comes Tripp Keister out of the Riders' dugout. He's going to go get Antoine Kelly to try and lock down this save. The Rough Riders lead it 2-1, bottom of the ninth inning. Kelly will come in and face Wagner, and Rough Riders trying to hang on to win their fourth ball game in a row. We'll step aside, be back after this to Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Corpus Christi, Texas, in the bottom of the ninth inning, one-run game. It's 2-1 Frisco. Antoine Kelly comes out for the save with two outs, a runner. I should say no runner is on, but one run is in here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Antoine Kelly has been fantastic this season in these kind of situations. He's 7-for-7 in save opportunities. 3-0 with a 2.13 ERA. He faces Will Wagner in a lefty-lefty matchup with two outs. The stretch, and Kelly fires in the first pitch. Wagner swings, fouls it away right side. Or left side, I should say, and it's 0-1. Wagner 0-for-3 today with a walk. The second baseman is a top 30 prospect for the Houston Astros organization. So is Antoine Kelly. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss and a slider off the outside corner. 0-2. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning, two outs, nobody aboard. Kelly threw six pitches last night in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. He's ready from the stretch here. The 0-2 on the way. Strike three called, ball game over. Antoine Kelly comes in and throws three pitches to strike out Will Wagner, and the Riders win it 2-1 to take their fourth consecutive game. What a win by the Rough Riders. It was tied at nothing-nothing into the seventh. Frisco put up two runs. They allow a solo homer to the hooks in the bottom of the ninth inning, but hang on to win 2-1, and Frisco is back above 500 for the first time since early May. What a victory for Frisco. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders do it again. Four games, four wins. Not quite a shutout, but it was close. Just a solo home run in the ninth inning. And even that, it was just enough run support for the Rough Riders. A two-run error and sacrifice bunt, and it's a good thing that that throw got out the right field line back in the seventh inning. Jace Easley, a sacrifice bunt with runners in the corners. It not only broke the scoreless tie, but David Garcia scored from first on the error. That ended up being the difference as Corpus Christi scored one in the ninth, and the Rough Riders win it 2-1. Well, Frisco wins the first four of this series. They're now seven games over 500 in the second half, and they're a game above 500 in their overall record. That has not been true since May 4th, having a winning record on the season. Scored the two runs in the seventh inning, but the pitching was the story. Dane Acker worked around some trouble, went 4 1/3 scoreless innings in his start for Frisco. Owes a lot of that thanks to Aiden Anderson. He left the bases loaded with one out. When he exited in the fifth, Acker handed the ball off, and Anderson got the job done, striking out both batters he faced to leave the bases loaded. This game would not have gone the same way if Anderson hadn't done that. Then Michael Brewer picked up where Anderson left off. Brewer struck out all three he faced in the sixth inning. Florencio Serrano faced the minimum in the seventh with a double play ball. Same thing for Reed Burlingmeyer in the eighth. Burlingmeyer gave up the home run in the ninth, but set the table for Antoine Kelly. He got two outs, including a strikeout after the home run. That made it easier for Kelly, who didn't need to get two outs for the save, just needed one, and he only used three pitches to dispatch the one batter he faced, striking out Will Wagner on an 0-2 toss. So Frisco has clinched the series. They've won three out of their last four series and have still not lost a series since San Antonio in the week beginning May 30th. How about that for Frisco? Even also adding to that good news, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are losing right now. In fact, they have lost. That's a final score. Tulsa defeats Amarillo today, which means Frisco is now tied for first in the Southern Division. So good news for Frisco on that front. They'll head into tomorrow. A chance to at least stay tied for first, take sole possession for the first time since early in the first half. Northwest Arkansas defeats Wichita 8-7. Midland blows out Arkansas 13-4. Springfield beats San Antonio 4-1. And in a doubleheader, they also split the doubleheader with San Antonio, losing 15-5 in seven innings. And they lead it 4-1 over San Antonio in the sixth inning. Well, the Rangers playing today against the Giants. Scoreless tie in the third inning on the Bay. And the minor league affiliates, Down East, edged by Kannapolis 8-7. Round Rock beats Albuquerque 2-1. Same score we had here in Corpus Christi with the Rough Riders winning. And Hickory defeats Asheville 7-3. So between yesterday and today of the four affiliates, single A, high A, double A, triple A, the minor league teams are 7-1. Good little stretch for the Rangers minor league system. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 7:05. as the Rough Riders send out Seth Nordlund in game five of the six-game series, trying to win five in a row to open up the week. I'll have the call tomorrow pregame at 6:50 right here from Corpus Christi. You can hear the fireworks in the background. The fans are enjoying it. They didn't see a lot of run support, just a home run in the ninth inning that set the stage for the fireworks, but good for the Rough Riders. They end up pulling it out with a 2-1 win. Well, for Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your Friday evening, everybody. Until tomorrow, go Rough Riders. So long from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!